Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson, and our devotional today is entitled, A Time to Stop Praying. The scriptures record an account of a man who was praying for his child who was very sick. He fasted and he prayed, and when the child died, the man stopped praying for the Lord to spare the child's life. And of course, that was the right thing to do when the Lord had taken this child unto himself. But Elijah, being a man of God, a prophet also, starts praying when a child dies. He starts praying when this mother came to him and asked him to pray. Said she made some comments to him, and this moved him to pray. So Elijah starts his prayer service when he gets the word that the child has died. And through God, he had the power to work miracles. Now, not in himself, of course, but through the Lord. He is known of God's power, and just recently, of course, in the particular narration, had experienced God's power and seen how the Lord could provide food for him by sending a raven, a greedy bird, to bring food to Lazarus. The bird adopted Lazarus, you know, like a bird will provide food for its own. I heard the story recently. Someone emailed me this little story of a bird that was taken away from, that she was on the nest, and the nest was on a trailer. And the folks had to use this trailer, horse trailer, to take some horses somewhere. And when they arrived at their destination, they found there was a bird on her nest with eggs in that nest. And she was sitting, waiting for the eggs to hatch. Well, while they were there, the vet did the work on the horses and caused the bird to fly away. And they couldn't wait. They did wait, but the bird didn't return. So they went on back to their own farm. And about a day later, even though the little eggs had hatched, the mother bird returned from some 10 miles away and continued providing nourishment for her little babies. A tremendous story. Well, the raven took on Lazarus as one of his children, one of his little offsprings, fed him because the Lord changed the nature of the raven. The raven's nature is to take, not to give. And the Lord had the power to do this. And so Elijah was able to look back and to see, well, my God's done this. Well, I'm sure that it didn't have to enter into his mind because he was so accustomed to walking with the Lord. He didn't have to stop and to encourage himself in the Lord. He was already walking with the Lord. And we need to ourselves be continually encouraging ourselves in the Lord. So he's known of God's power to preserve life with only a little meal and oil. And now he is concerned that the Lord will work, for he knows that nothing is too hard for God. He stretches himself upon the child to thoroughly acquaint himself with the need, with the problem. And he would have, if he could have, put life back into this child and presented the child to his mother. But the Lord had reserved that bit of doing for himself. Elijah was indeed a very powerful prophet, but he did not have the power to raise life. He had to go back to the Lord and to speak to the Lord and cry out to God, and the Lord answered his prayer. The Holy Spirit of God gave life to them, to him, this child. And Elijah makes this prayer a very specific prayer. I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. Now, the child was dead, the scriptures indicate. The soul had departed. The soul could exist apart from the body. There is something beyond this body that we see. And there was a miracle that was able to be performed, and the Lord was honored and glorified. And we're talking about it today. Our God is great. There are times when we ought to stop praying, and there are times when we're to pray more fervently. And we pray and let the Lord direct us in knowing when that time is. Some may tell you one thing and others another, but the Lord is the one who tells us when we need to move on to the next matter. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.